Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Hello, everyone. Ken Adelblue with the Montana State Billings Coaches Show. Today, talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach of the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, coming off a nice win over Colorado State Pueblo, their first official game of the season. They had three nice exhibition wins before that, two over Rocky Mountain College, one over Montana Western. Kevin, again, scoring in the 90-point range, rebounded well. Just all in all, seemed like a pretty good performance against the Thunderwolves.
Yeah, I was really pleased. I thought we came out with the right intensity. We played very well in the first half, made shots, and really controlled the boards, and we were able to get that double-digit lead against a very good team. In the second half, they definitely increased their intensity and execution, and they whittled our lead down. I thought we got a little bit sloppy with the ball in a few possessions, and we have to be more careful of that. But we bent in the second half, but didn't break. And then down the stretch, our players made a lot of critical free throws. But to beat a very good team like that, that actually won the RMAC tournament a year ago and returned four senior starters, I think that's a tribute to our players. And to do it with Chantel on the bench, I was even more happy with, because other people really stepped up.
Yeah, that was a little bit disconcerting. Obviously, for any Yellow Jacket fan to see Chantel Marcus on the bench, you know, honestly, except for perhaps Alira Carpenter, I mean, she probably has as big an impact on the game as anybody for you all. But Mandy Jacobs came in, got the starting nod, and again, we've talked about it before. We talked about it early in the season. From the standpoint from a freshman to sophomore season, she's improved dramatically.
Mandy did a great job in that game. She scored, she defended, she rebounded. She's just off to a great start this year. She really hasn't played meaningful minutes for 3.5 years, since really February of her junior year in high school, due to the injuries and then a redshirt season. Then last year, she was just on the depth chart, was down and didn't get many minutes. So I know it's real important to her to do well, and I just give her a lot of credit for the off-season work that she's put in. Another freshman that came off the bench and did a great job for us was Callie Stanhope, because Jatan, who had played point guard in the past, had to move over there and take Chantel's spot, but we didn't predict that she would have instant foul trouble in the game, and Stanhope came in and really did a nice job of directing our offense, and that was very important to our win.
In the first half alone, you out-rebounded Colorado State Pueblo by 20 rebounds. I mean, just I got to be honest with you, it's been a long time since I've seen that happen. And it got narrowed down a little bit as the game went on. But still, one of the concerns you had at the start of the year was just how well this team would rebound, because you're not real tall. What's been the reasons for your success on the boards thus far this season?
Well, I think it's just a focused effort on it, and that we understand that we don't have one or two people that can just control the boards. It has to be five people on the defensive end, and hopefully we can get at least four people going to the glass consistently on the other end. And an example of that is Alira Carpenter. Everybody looks at Alira for her scoring, but she had 11 or 12 rebounds in the last game and has really just come on as a defender. And when Alira can get double digits in rebounds or just go to the board hard, that really helps us. So we kind of rebound by committee, is what I say this year. And in our last game without Chantel, who is one of our top rebounders, other people had to step up, and they did. Some of the rebounds were, we just missed a lot of shots and kept getting it back ourselves, but I'm very pleased with where we stand right now in regards to rebounding.
Montana State Billings Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Minholtz, Chevrolet, Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back to talk more with Kevin Wooden after this quick timeout.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Back with the Montana Coaches Show, talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women, Kevin Wooden, Canada Blue with you today. Coach, this week we've got a couple of other big games at Alterwitz Gym before you head on the road for a couple, taking on University of Mary on Friday, Colorado School of Mines on Saturday. What are some of those things that, you know, we've talked about the positive. Let me play the devil's advocate a little bit here. What are some of those things in these, you know, the three exhibition games, and for that matter, that impressive win over Colorado State Pueblo, that you've looked at that you'd really like to shore up over the next couple of games?
Well, a couple areas are we need to execute better in some of our half-court sets. Our timing's a little bit off. We haven't really drilled some of our plays to the point that we can see second options if a team takes away a primary option to read correctly and go to the second option, and that'll take time. We have some new players in there and people that are maybe playing a little bit out of position or a different position than they did a year ago, so we definitely need to approach that. And then the second thing is our passing. We've had a few unforced turnovers. I don't mind if it's a turnover that we're trying to make something happen, but we've had some footwork ones or just some poor passing decisions, and I think we need to take better care of the basketball and value those possessions.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when we talk about a team that's a transition team like you all are going to be this year. You're going to do a lot of running up and down the court. You know, there is a trade-off to be made there. You are going to have turnovers that, you know, someone who plays more of a half-court game might not have. So that's one of the things that I guess you probably kind of look at the start of the year, that maybe, you know, when you look at it at the end of the year and you look at the number of turnovers, might take place on the part of your team, it's probably more important to look at how many turnovers you create, because that's probably a better indication of just how you're doing there.
That's correct. I mean, we have to evaluate, are we getting more than we're giving up, through pressure, etc. We like the tempo to be very fast, so if our shot attempts are up and occasionally we're going to make a poor pass or we will shoot a ball maybe that some people consider, you know, maybe not a great shot really early in our offense, but that's just part of what we do. We like to push the tempo. When you're at home, it's a little easier to do that. You're really familiar with the surroundings. I mean, it's easier to shoot very well. I think the challenge of that will be we want to play the same kind of tempo away from home, but you really have to be able to know what you're doing there, and we will have to clean up a few of the turnovers because, for one, we have some excellent opponents coming up, and two, we will be playing away from home soon.
I want to ask you about Jen Smith a little bit. You know, one thing that impresses me about Jen, of course, she has 18 points the other night, 5 for 12 from the floor. But one thing that really impressed me, and I was kidding her about it a little bit the other day, she was 7 for 8 from the free throw line. I think last year, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she shot about 35%. You know, oftentimes when people are bad free throw shooters, you know, they just practice, and they don't get any better. Jen is obviously, I hope I'm not cursing her for the rest of the year, but that's obviously a part of her game she's really, brought up to speed.
Yeah, I'm proud of her for that. I kind of let it be up to her on how she wanted to improve him. Most of it's mental. She was, you know, around a 60% shooter for the first couple of years, and then last year really just kind of struggled from the line. And to be quite honest, I just told her that I need her to be better at them. She's a senior. She's one of our captains, and we need her defensive leadership on the court at the end. But if she's going to continue to miss them, she's going to be subbed out for offensive and defensive situations in a close game. So she took that challenge to heart, and at least in our first regular season game when we needed them, she delivered, and I hope that she'll continue to do that.
The maturation process, too, for Kayla Ryan. We've talked about that before. Again, a double-double the other night, getting some big points for you and getting some nice rebounds, played some great defense the other night. Just a sophomore out of Big Timber. Right now, she's not really playing like a sophomore, though. Got to be impressed, particularly, again, we've talked about it before with the loss of Danny Henderson to Rocky. She's really stepped up so far.
Kayla's doing a great job. She's just mentally and physically better. I mean, anytime you start your second year here, you should feel much more comfortable. But she has a great repertoire of offensive moves. She can use both hands. She can step away from the basket. She'll just continue to get better, and then she just has a great knack for finding the ball off the glass on both ends. I was very pleased with the other night. I thought she played some excellent interior defense without fouling. One big challenge is that she can stay on the court more, because we just need her for more minutes, but she's off to a great start. I really believe she's only scratched her potential, and the best is yet to come.
When we come back, we'll talk about the opponents this weekend, University of Mary and the Colorado School of Mines. Ken Adelblue along with Kevin Wooden on the Montana State Billings Coaches Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Montana State Billings Coaches Show with Head Coach Kevin Wooden of the Lady Yellow Jackets basketball team. Coaches Show, of course, brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana Photo Design, Denny Minholt Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance, First Interstate Bank Sign, Pro Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. Coach, let's talk about the opponents this weekend. Your final games at home for a little while anyway. University of Mary on Friday, Colorado School of Mines on Sunday. Tell us about these two programs and what essentially you're looking for.
Well, both are good programs, and they represent Division II regional opponents, so they're very important games. Mary, we've played the last 2 years. Last year they just dominated us over at their place. They just jumped on us right away and just really outworked us and out-executed us the whole night. So we need to come out with a much stronger approach than we did a year ago with them. They have excellent balance as far as inside and outside, and are well coached, and they'll be a great opponent for us. Sunday's opponent, Colorado Mines, is very solid. We played them down there last year in early December and were able to win a close game on the road, which was an important win for us. But they returned quite a few players as well. One player that they have returning is Julie Marshall, who's a senior who actually played for me at Billings West, was a very good player, and it'll be nice to see Julie again. So if some people could come out and support her, I think that would be great. But should be two great games. The Sunday start time is an afternoon game. It's also our alumni weekend. We're going to have we have about 20 to 25 Yellow Jacket greats from the past coming in. We're going to have a banquet on Saturday night, and they're going to do their own little alumni tournament on Saturday morning, and they'll be introduced at the game on Sunday. So it's a very exciting weekend, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Okay, Head Coach Kevin Wooden, you've been listening to the Montana State Billings Coaches Show. Kevin, best of luck to you on the upcoming games on Friday and Sunday. Again, that game on Friday at Alterwitz Gym, the tip-off is at 7 o'clock against the University of Mary, and then on Sunday they'll tip it off at 2 p.m. against the Colorado School of Mines. Best of luck to you, Kevin.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.